Hi. Welcome to the third part of our programming interview questions. This podcast covers basic and advanced R programming interview questions with comprehensive answers. It will help you gain a better understanding of R, so let's dive in. Question 41. How can you create scatterplot matrices? Answer. To create scatterplot matrices in R, you can use the pairs function from the base graphics package or the ggpairs function from the ggally package. Question 42. What is the meaning of NPMC? Answer. The NPMC refers to a package that gives non-parametric multiple comparisons. Question 43. Define RelAMPO package? Answer. This package is used to measure the relative importance of each of the predictors in the model. Question 44. What do you mean robust base? Answer. The robust base refers to a statistical package or library in the R programming language called robust base. R is a popular computing language used for statistical computing and graphics. It offers several packages that provide specialized functions for different statistical tasks. Question 45. Name the variables represented by lowercase letters in R. Answer. Numerical variables are represented by lowercase letters. Question 46. Name the variables represented by lower uppercase letters in R. Answer. In R, categorical factors are represented by uppercase letters. Question 47. What is the use servfit function? Answer. The servfit function is typically used in survival analysis, a statistical method for analyzing time-to-event data. Specifically, it estimates the survival probabilities or curves based on a survival object in the R programming language. Questions 48. What is R servdiff? Answer. The servdiff function is a statistical function in the R programming language that performs a log rank test to compare survival distributions between groups in survival analysis. It is part of the survival package in R, which provides survival analysis and modeling tools. Question 49. Define Cox pH. Answer. Cox pH is a function used to model the hazard function on the set of a predictor variable. Question 50. Explain what is the use of mass package. Answer. Mass functions have functions that perform linear and quadratic discriminant function analysis. Question 51. What do you mean by principal function in R? Answer. In R, the principal function is not a built-in function. Therefore, it is likely that you are referring to a specific function from a package or code that you have encountered. Without additional context or information about the package or code you are working with, I cannot provide specific details about the principal function. Question 52. What is the full form of CFA? Answer. CFA in R programming stands for confirmatory factor analysis. Question 53. What is FactoMineR? Answer. FactoMineR is an R package for multivariate exploratory data analysis, EDA, and data mining. It provides a wide range of statistical methods and visualization techniques for analyzing complex datasets. The package is designed to perform various tasks such as data visualization, dimensionality reduction, clustering, and classification. Question 54. What is R vector? Answer. In R, the fundamental data structure is the vector, which is divided into two categories, atomic vectors and lists. Both types of vectors possess three key characteristics. Type function specifies the nature of the vector. Attribute function allows for the inclusion of additional arbitrary metadata. Length function indicates the number of elements contained within the vector. The distinction between atomic vectors and lists lies in the types of elements they can accommodate. Atomic vectors mandate that all elements be of the same type, while lists permit elements of different types. Question 55. Name different types of vectors in R? Answer. Combining vector. Atomic vector. Vector arithmetic. Logical index vector. Numeric index. Range indexes. Named vectors members. Out of order indexes. Question 56. What are sockets in R programming? Answer. In the context of R programming, sockets refer to the mechanisms that allow for network communication between different processes or systems. Sockets provide a programming interface for establishing communication channels, known as network sockets, which facilitate the exchange of data between a client and a server over a network. Question 57. Explain what is debugging in R. Answer. Debugging refers to the process of identifying and fixing errors, bugs, or issues in your code. Debugging is an essential skill for programmers as it helps them understand and resolve problems that may arise during the execution of their R programs or scripts. Question 58. Name some debugging tools in R. Answer. Following five tools present for debugging in R respectively. Trace. Debug. Browser. Traceback. Recover. Question 59. What is a graphic device? Answer. A graphic device is a software or hardware component that allows you to create and display graphical output. R provides various graphic devices that enable you to generate plots, charts, and other visual representations of data. The default graphic device in R is the interactive graphics device, which typically opens a new window where plots are displayed. This device is suitable for creating and interacting with graphics in an interactive manner. R also supports other graphic devices, such as PDF, PostScript, SVG, Windows-specific devices, PNG, JPEG, and other bitmap devices. Question 60. How data is aggregated in R? Answer. In R, data aggregation refers to the process of summarizing data based on certain variables or groups. There are several functions and techniques available in R for data aggregation. Here are some common methods. Base R functions, aggregate. This function allows you to aggregate data using a formula interface. You can specify the variables to aggregate and the aggregation functions to apply. Taply. It applies a function to subsets of a vector based on specified factors or groups. By. It splits a data frame into subsets based on factors or groups and applies a function to each subset. Avenue. It calculates the average or other functions for a vector or variables within groups defined by factors. The DPLYR package. The DPLYR package provides a set of functions that offer a more intuitive and efficient way to aggregate data. The data.table package. It provides fast and efficient methods for data manipulation and aggregation. Thank you for listening to our podcast.